Ray Marsh. I'm Detective Chief Inspector with the Surrey and Sussex Major Crime Team, and I'm the Senior Investigating Officer investigating the murder of Robin Mercer that took place in Molesey in March of this year. And we're here today doing some searching of this lake just on the outskirts of Oakshott in order to try and recover evidence relating to that offence. But also, and obviously I'm here to answer any questions that you may have in relation to our ongoing inquiry.
Is there a particular tip-off that you've been alerted to that brought you down to this particular lake?
Obviously, for operational reasons, I can't go into the reason why we're specifically at this lake, but you can see from the dive activity that's going on that we're treating the search lake very seriously, and it's a very thorough search, and hopefully that will demonstrate our commitment and our ongoing commitment to finding the people, the person responsible for Robin's murder.
Is it linked to the two women that were arrested as part of the murder investigation?
I can't say specifically. We've given the details of people who have currently been arrested in relation to this offence. We are here separately and as an individual line of inquiry in order to be able to progress the investigation, which has been very complicated, very complex, lots of different lines of inquiry, number of people involved. And one thing I will say is I believe that there are people in Elmbridge who know who is responsible, and I continue, as I have done previously, to urge them to come forward, to speak with us. They can do so confidentially, initially, with a view to speaking to us and giving us some information that may help us progress the investigation.
Can you give us an idea of what specifically you're looking for here?
I can't, because that would indicate potentially some of the information we've got that would lead us to this particular lake. If we do find something, then we will see whether it's something that can be communicated and we can tell people what we may have found. But at this stage, I can't go into the details behind that.
This is a large lake. How difficult a search is this going to be?
Well, we're very fortunate. We've got specialists who are here to assist the police, and this is what they do. And it's got to be a very meticulous search, and obviously their safety is of paramount importance. So it will take as long as it needs to take to search the areas that I have given them as parameters for the initial search.
Are you able to say at all whether this particular line of inquiry has anything to do with the Crime Watch appeal you put out last time?
I'm not able to say that. What I am able to say is that the Crime Watch appeal was very useful, very interesting. We did receive some other very important information, and what that tends to do is that tends to stimulate other people to perhaps come forward, and it's certainly something that has helped us in this particular inquiry. Whether it's directly connected or not, I'm afraid I'm not able to say at this stage.
You said there are a number of lines of inquiries in this type of thing, and I believe that there were people arrested and subsequently bailed in terms of burglary and stuff like that. Would you be able to confirm at this point that plays into the search that's going on here?
Well, the arrests were initially for such things as murder itself, conspiracy to burgle, perverting the course of justice. There were a number of different offences that we're investigating. And ultimately, the inquiry is focused on one thing, and that is to find the person responsible for Robin's murder. If other offences come into this inquiry, then subsequently that's something that we will consider. But let me not, be absolutely clear. It is Robin's murder that is the focus of this, and this is what this search is directly linked to.
Any joy with the CCTV, the two people crossing the Walton Road?
No, not that specifically. We have managed to, we did manage to track one of the appeals in relation to CCTV from Crime Watch, which was the dog walker, and we managed to successfully speak to that person. What we aren't able to, I did say when I was doing the Crime Watch appeal, and we are very aware that it's very grainy, the CCTV, and we're not expecting anybody to be able to identify anybody from the CCTV images. However, what we are hoping to do is stimulate people's thoughts. If they were out at that particular time or just before, just afterwards, to be able to think, oh, hold on a minute, I did see two people walking along, and maybe someone knew who they were, and that's the kind of information that we were and that we still are after in relation to this inquiry.
It must be very distressing for the family. How are they coping?
They are still, they're being very supportive of the inquiries that we're doing. They are obviously very upset. Robin had a very close family. Some of their family, she was originally from South Africa, and some of them are in South Africa. And we are in regular contact with them, and we've updated them not only about what we've done previously, but the activity that we're doing today. And they're just hopeful that we will be in a position at some stage to bring Robin's killers to justice.
Do you have a clear idea of what kind of weapon might have been used in this at some point? Because I know there are various ideas been bandied about. I don't know if you narrowed that down at all.
What I can say publicly and what I have said previously is that the weapon is some sort of a machete or an axe. Whilst we might have some more ideas around that, they're not ones that I can go into at this stage. And it's that kind of weapon that we have repeatedly asked the public for their assistance in trying to find. And if we were able to, then obviously that opens up whole fresh avenues of forensic opportunity and in terms of where it's found and so on. It can be very, very important to any investigation, but especially that relating to a murder. Okay, anything else from anyone?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
If people want to do one-to-ones, then...